You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
Seems like back to school happens earlier each year.
First day of school coming in hot.
And this year my kids had massive supply lists.
Folders, notebooks, and pens. Oh, the humanity.
But Staples had everything I needed, with some items just 25 cents.
Watch the small print.
No. My back to school budget was saved by Staples Easy Button.
Everything for school. In stock and as low as 25 cents. Staples.
That was easy.
In store, online, and on the app. Ends 8/23 while supplies last.
We're here because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A House Oversight Subcommittee approved a motion for the chair to subpoena Ghislaine Maxwell. She's the ex of Jeffrey Epstein and co-conspirator who's serving a 20-year prison sentence for sex trafficking. The deputy attorney general, Todd Blanche, now says he also plans to meet with Maxwell. ABC's Perry Russum has more.
He says if Ghislaine has any information that is relevant to the DOJ or FBI, they want to hear from her. And it appears that Maxwell's attorney is open to this idea, saying today that they are in discussions with the government. He says, quote, Ghislaine will always test to fight truthfully. And this is a woman that a lot of people want to hear from. We heard from Epstein's former attorney over the weekend on Fox News calling Ghislaine the Rosetta Stone of information, saying basically she knows everything. And it appears some members of Congress also want to hear from her.
The attorney for the Menendez brothers says Eric Menendez is dealing with a serious medical condition. Eric and his brother Lyle are trying to get their prison sentence reduced for the murders of their parents more than 30 years ago. On Wall Street, stocks ending mixed today. This is ABC News. Tributes are pouring in for Malcolm Jamal Warner, the actor who grew up playing Theo Huxtable on The Cosby Show, died suddenly this past weekend while on vacation with his family in Costa Rica. Authorities in Costa Rica say Warner was swept up in a strong ocean current while on a beach. More from ABC's Rena Roy.
That beach there in Costa Rica where he was swimming, it might be beautiful, but it is known for those dangerous riptides. And a first responder with the Red Cross tells us that Warner and another man were both swept up by a strong current in those waters.
Malcolm Jamal Warner was 54. Target is ending a policy that allowed customers to match prices with its competitors. Starting July 28th, Target will no longer price match with places like Amazon and Walmart. Instead, if prices are lower on Target.com, the company says if customers are in store, they would still get that lower price. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Progressive knows when you own a boat or RV, it's like you're automatically on vacation, even if you're actually a marriage counselor in the middle of couples therapy. But in your mind, you're camping in Acadia, puttering around Frenchman Bay. Your boat and RV are both protected, your lobster drenched in butter and... Uh-oh, did your clients just notice you weren't listening? Quick, do the thing where you just repeat back exactly what they said but as a question. They bought it. Now back to Maine, earning an automatic discount bundling your boat or RV with your home or auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Save 45% off all wall decor and 35% off on all spring and summer clothing this week at The Cottage in Durand. Join The Cottage for the Crazy Days sidewalk sale this Thursday. You'll receive additional markdowns on all items outside. The Cottage is open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4. Save big during The Cottage's Crazy Days sale all this week at The Cottage, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
partly sunny and getting warm and muggy today. High temperatures tapping the upper 80s and really with the heat index feeling more like the mid-90s. Then tonight, overnight, showers and thunderstorms roll through, continuing through our morning. We'll stay mostly cloudy tomorrow with highs feeling more like 105 degrees. Need a getaway? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
Now, this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. Extreme heat returns to Wisconsin this week. UW Health's Dr. Jeff Potthoff on signs of heat exhaustion.
Muscle cramping is pretty common. So that's a pretty good early sign that you're probably a little dehydrated. You're getting a little bit too warm. Other things in that same vein, like a headache. Another thing that you'll sometimes see, although there's variation between person to person, is just like profuse sweating.
If you experience any symptoms, get some fluids in you and find a cool area. Police are looking for an arson suspect who targeted Oshkosh Defense earlier this month. The building where the fire was started sustained some damage before the fire was extinguished by an employee. Police in La Crosse are requesting the public's help in the search for a woman who went missing near the Mississippi River in the early morning hours of Sunday. Police, family, and friends have been looking for 22-year-old Elliot Hines. Wisconsin Radio Network.
More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and two-thirds are women. Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Chair for Women in Government. Alzheimer's disease progresses slowly over 10 to 20 years in stages. Recognizing symptoms early could help make a difference. A timely diagnosis may allow for more options, including access to emerging care. Speak with your doctor to see if testing is the right next step for you and your family. Find more information at womeningovernment.org.
Stars and Stripes and Summer Nights during the Dunn County Fair, Wednesday through Sunday in Menominee. Hear the roar of the engines at the Red Cedar Speedway with late model racing Thursday and Friday nights. The NTPA Tractor Pull is Saturday, and the Big Demo Derby is Sunday. Enjoy the great fair food and rides with Spectrum Carnival, and don't forget about all the animal exhibits, too. It's rides, food, animals, and a lot of fun during the Dunn County Fair, Wednesday through Sunday in Menominee.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Adams Super Service, your partner's network, Car Care Center, Durand, and Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning. With around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. The Mondovi City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion on the fall goose hunt and goose management within the city, appointment of the Ward 1 council person, and reports from the mayor and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 at the Martin Center in Mondovi. The Pierce County Sheriff's Department is announcing the release of a convicted sex offender back into the county. 34-year-old Roman Sebescu is being released today and back into the county as homeless. Sebescu will be monitored with GPS and will have to comply with standard sex offender rules, have no unsupervised contact with the victim or any minors, and comply with all lifetime sex offender requirements. Mental health treatment has been ordered for a man charged in connection with an April incident at Putman Heights Elementary School in Eau Claire. Reports say that 33-year-old Audrey Shigura, frustrated at not having been hired for a job, showed up at the school armed with a gun. No one was hurt, but Shigura was charged with possession of a firearm on school grounds, resisting an officer, and disorderly conduct. A court on Monday determined that the defendant was not competent for trial. Hopes are that he would regain competency during treatment, and then proceedings would be able to resume. Authorities are reporting the passing of Jackson County Emergency Management Coordinator Jack Workman. The 36-year-old died while at work on Friday. Workman had been employed by the county for 3 years. His death is being investigated, but it is not believed to be suspicious. Homeowners across Wisconsin won't be seeing sales taxes on their electric bills anytime soon. Starting October 1st, a new law will extend sales tax exemptions that affect electric and natural gas bills. The law is expected to save taxpayers about $178 million over the next 2 years. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Make sure your vehicle starts in the heat with a new FVP Platinum battery from Adam Super Service, your Partners Network Car Care Center in Durand. Now through August 31st, save $25 on FVP Platinum batteries or $15 on FVP Volt Edge AC Delco and Motocraft batteries. Your Partners Network Car Care Center is Adam Super Service, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
One person was injured when two semi-trucks collided on I-94 in Dunn County yesterday. According to the Wisconsin State Patrol, a semi traveling slowly on the shoulder of I-94 eastbound near mile marker 48 was struck from behind by another semi. One of the vehicles caught fire and one person reported minor injuries. I-94 had to be closed in both directions for hours while crews put out the fire and cleaned up debris from the accident. A decades-old warning system for the Prairie Island Nuclear Power Plant is being retired. Pierce County Emergency Management says the outdoor warning sirens within 10 miles of the plant will no longer be used for official warnings from the plant. The decision not to use the sirens for official plant warnings is because of new technology, as the alerts will now be delivered through the Integrated Public Alert and Warning System. The Durand Women's Club is holding their annual Fill a Book Bag program to help students in Pepin County whose families are in need of financial assistance. The program is now taking applications through August 8th for students in need of school supplies. Bags will be filled with appropriate supplies for that child's grade level and will be distributed on August 21st at Faith Lutheran Church. Applications are available on the Durand Improvement Group Facebook page, or call Jan at 715-672-8448. A Jackson County Corrections Officer is in custody following reports of a domestic incident. Christopher Locken was arrested Sunday morning after his fiancée called 911 to report a domestic incident. The Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department is recommending charges of domestic-related battery, strangulation, and disorderly conduct. Locken is being held at the Trempealeau County Jail until his court date. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
It's not every day you hear about a park closure due to wasps. Police in the Manitowoc County city of Keel put out the warning Saturday afternoon that Lions Park had to be closed due to a massive number of ground wasps that had been spotted by residents. A pest expert from the Public Works Department was sent out to do a check. It turned out the swarm was harmless sand wasps. Police gave them the all clear later in the day. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekin.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
Big year. I'm starting middle school.
Welcome to the jungle, Missy.
Best part? My parents promised me a new laptop.
Perfect for homework, essays, and drudgery.
So we went to Staples. They had all the latest tech, and laptops were up to 40% off.
Woo! Another back-to-school budget saved by Staples Easy Button.
Mom high-fived the cashier. So embarrassing.
Staples.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app. In T23, select models only.
Will Dylan fit the glass slipper? I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
This is Kyle Larson.
I'm David Grell.
Hi, I'm Donnie Schott.
This is Brian Brown.
This is Danny Dietrich.
Wing Nation is your go-to destination for all the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. This is Steve Post. Aaron Evernham, Ashley Strummy, and I will have all the latest news, insights, and conversations on Wing Nation's YouTube or Facebook pages, or listen and download and subscribe to Wing Nation on any podcast platform.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation. Wing Nation. All sprint cars, all the time.
Welcome to A Whole Lot More on the Line.
Let's execute.
The challenge is on. 32 drivers enter a $1 million showdown. 5 races of bracket busting matchups. More pressure, more risk, and more reward. Welcome to the in-season challenge. Welcome to NASCAR. The NASCAR Cup Series brought to you by Coca-Cola at Indianapolis. Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern on TNT and streaming on HBO Max.
Ty Dillon's Cinderella story comes to a climax this Sunday as the NASCAR Cup Series new in-season challenge wraps up at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. The final seed going in, Dillon appreciates how the 5-race, $1 million-to-win bracket showdown has highlighted the hard work of his colleague racing team.
Our story doesn't really get told if this isn't going on. The improvement that we're making week in and week out kind of gets overshadowed by the final spots for the chase. People are realizing what our team is doing, how we're growing, and how we're getting better because of this challenge. And man, it's been a cool ride, and we're looking forward to finishing out strong this weekend.
Hear the entire Dillon interview tonight on NASCAR Live at 7 p.m. Eastern. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Here's a real life story that affects 50% of all of us out there. It's called divorce. If you've gotten divorced and now you're struggling to pay your bills and your credit card debts are completely out of control, you need to call this special debt relief hotline right now. We help people with all kinds of money problems caused by different life challenges, a divorce, a job loss, even heavy medical bills. All these life events can sometimes financially stress you out and cause you to get out of control. We help people get their lives back by showing them ways to consolidate and reduce their debt, in some cases for a fraction of what they owe. If your credit card balances are more than $10,000, call us and learn how to reduce your credit card bills and monthly payments now. Here's our number.
Paid for by debt.com. Call now at 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. That's 800-810-1820.
The Red Hot Crew in for Game 2. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with Sports. The Brewers are the hottest team in baseball, winners of 11 straight and in sole possession of the distinction of having the best record in the game. Game 2 of their series at Seattle and possible win number 12 in a row is tonight starting at 8:40. Jacob Mizrowski will pitch against Logan Gilbert. Now the Brewers will take a 1-game lead in the division into play tonight. Other games include the Cubs entertaining the Royals, St. Louis is at Colorado, the Pirates host the Tigers, and it's the Reds and the Nationals from Washington, D.C. Football news on the eve of training camp. The Packers have signed right tackle Zach Tom to a 4-year, $88 million extension. $30.2 million of that is guaranteed. The Packers also making a minor move on Monday, releasing kicker Alex Hale, who spent all of last season on the practice squad. The Packers' first workout of training camp is tomorrow morning at Reinitschke Field. It gets underway at 10:30. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm studio.
The administration of Governor Tony Evers and Ducks Unlimited have announced a new wetlands project in Brilliant State Wildlife Area in eastern Wisconsin. More details about this exciting new project when we return. But first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. Welcome back. The Evers administration last week announced it is embarking on a wetlands project through the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, together with the help of Ducks Unlimited in eastern Wisconsin. The project is on the north branch of the Manitowoc River on the northwest side of the Brilliant State Wildlife Area in Calumet County. The project aims to remove excessive cattail mats and sediment in portions of the channel and improve flow within the river and the surrounding marsh. The river channel has become closed off thanks to the presence of these dense mats of invasive and hybrid cattails. Once the project is finished, the improved stream flow will promote the reestablishment of native wetland plants, and it'll open water areas to the property, which will improve waterfowl habitat. Wisconsin Ducks Unlimited staff are assisting the DNR by providing project design and leading construction and oversight. The DNR and DU anticipate that dredging will begin in 2026. Learn more at dnr.wisconsin.gov. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny and getting warm and muggy today. High temperatures tapping the upper 80s and really with the heat index feeling more like the mid-90s. Then tonight, overnight showers and thunderstorms roll through, continuing through our morning. We'll stay mostly cloudy tomorrow with highs feeling more like 105 degrees. Need a getaway? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
Wheat market leading a mixed trade on Tuesday. This is the American Ag Network of Jesse Allen with this market update. Joining us now for the market wrap-up, Mike Zuzulo with Global Commodity Analytics. And Mike, a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday with this wheat complex trying to help pull corded soybeans higher, but kind of mixed action there. What are you tracking in terms of some of the positivity in this wheat complex today?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot up to wheat, I think, Jesse, because we did see Russia's ag ministry come out with a surprise production cut on their wheat crop. And what was more surprising was they took their exports down 2 million tons. That is key because USDA in their recent WASDE report just took Russia's exports up to 46 million tons. And so Russia's saying, no, it's going to be more like 43, 44. So they're going a different direction. Kind of puts the kibosh in the end to the big crop gets bigger mindset. Europe's wheat futures reacted very nicely to that. our wheat futures reacted very nicely to that. And technically speaking, we've got something to build upon as we go into the close on Tuesday's trade. We've got the best trade in lead month soft red wheat since July 11th, being able to get up to 552 and three quarters. So the question then becomes, does the trade then put that together with the 2-point drop in good to excellent spring wheat conditions and the 2-point drop in the good to excellent soybean conditions and tries to make it a run to the upside and find some short covering where wheat and beans then pull corn back up? Obviously, corn still dealing with the best crop conditions since 2016. So that's kind of how the lay of the land looks on Tuesday. The only thing I would finally say about this is we've got rain on the radar screen, the midday model maps, at least the GFS models, suggesting more rain coming from some key dry areas of the Dakotas and the I states in the next 5 days, Illinois, Indiana, and Western Ohio especially.
What about thoughts on trade and tariffs and more? And I know that August 1 date is right around the corner here. A little bit of chatter of that maybe having some impacts here in the broader trade. Anything there? Just doesn't feel like there's a lot of fresh new news, at least here early this week.
No, I agree. And I've told clients and subscribers as of last weekend that and early this week that if we don't have a higher close this week, I will be disappointed because I have a lot of expectations that we're going to have to see some trade details come out this week. And that goes back to just this morning, the Secretary of Treasury, Bessent, came out in a couple different interviews. One interview, he specifically said that they would see a rash of trade deals to be announced. We've got Japan coming back over here now for an eighth time to negotiate trade deals. It's the first time since their weekend election in Japan. And the Secretary of Treasury is now saying this afternoon they will meet with Japan next week. So I feel as though we really need some hard details and announcements. I think the trade is solidly behind that mindset as well, that if we get some real serious details and trade deals announced, Philippines being another one since the president of Philippines sat down with President Trump at a news conference today. I think these things could really tip the scales here in more the medium term and make it a lot less about the crop weather and more about that elusive commodity demand low because the trade is getting negotiated before the August 1st deadline.
Any thoughts on that livestock complex on Tuesday? Kind of a mixed bag there. Cattle worked off the lows, it looked like, here through Tuesday's session. But it also kind of feels like maybe traders positioning ahead of Friday's cattle on feed and the return of July cattle inventory report, Mike.
Yeah, I really think you hit it right there, Jesse, is we're going to experience, I think, a lot more volatility as we get to the midweek trade starting Wednesday. We're probably already seeing it, as you say, today. We still have a 237 roughly cash price out there in the cattle country against a 224, 225 August futures. Still got a big discount in the futures. And that makes me wonder, will packers keep buying here as they did last week? Or will they go ahead and wait for the supply numbers? The biannual inventory report couldn't be more important right now, given the record prices of beef, given the fact that we're heading into the last part of the summer grilling season, and given especially the fact that USDA has made it very clear that they think there are enough calves and feeders that are not in feedlots that are sitting back in pastures right now, that they will be coming in the second half of this year, first quarter of next year. And that's why they're giving us that 2% bump in the latest WASDE report for 2026 beef production. I think the numbers are going to have to match up very, very clearly for the trade to buy into that with the Mexican border being shut. So the biannual cattle inventory report and the cattle on feed coming out both on the same day on Friday, I think is really good and it's really important.
Mike, appreciate the time. If folks want to reach out to you there, Global Commodity Analytics, what's the best way?
GlobalCommResearch.com, GlobalCom with two M's, Research.com. Take a look at what we do on the homepage. Sign up for a two-week, one of the pages there, and take a look at our analysis.
With that, Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics, joining us here on today's Market Wrap-Up for the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.com.
Local markets Tuesday at Alcivia Durand, cash corn $3.59, August $3.62, new crop $3.58, cash beans $9.25, August $9.30, new crop $9.36. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn $3.83 and a quarter, August $3.77 and a quarter, September $3.75 and a quarter, new crop $3.68. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn $3.87, August $3.85, new crop $3.71. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn $3.69, new crop $3.68, cash beans $9.40, new crop $9.55. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn $3.64, new crop $3.68, cash beans $9.22, new crop $9.40. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn $3.81, August $3.81, September $3.74, October $3.75. Cash beans $9.73, August $9.73, September $9.52, and new crop $9.52. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.62, August $3.62, new crop $3.65, cash beans $9.59, new crop $9.59. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle $2.25 to $2.47, Holstein fed cattle $1.81 to $2.18, market cows $1.08 to $1.60. Bulls 155 to 200, calves 570 to 1520, beef steers 236 to 560, Holstein steers 142 to 420. Sheep markets, light lambs 240 and down, market lambs 225 and down, ewes 125 and down, rams 215 and down, goat markets, does 120 and down, bucks 370 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 224 to 239, finished beef heifers 224 to 242, finished dairy steers 205 to 219, market cows 120 to 139, market bulls 175 to 195. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. Farmland values across America have surged over the last 5 years, but the rapid rise of prices has slowed in recent months. Fresh data from the University of Nebraska provided a snapshot into the market last week. I'll have the details when we return. This episode of Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. For more than 70 years and three generations, Strauss has manufactured high-performance, German-engineered workwear, work boots, and safety equipment. The company's ostrich logo has become a proud symbol of excellence recognized by farmers around the globe. Need extra comfortable bibs? Strauss has them. What about work pants that have been tested to be 5 times stronger than your standard canvas pants? Strauss has those too. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job, whether you're working in the fields, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, then harvest your potential and look for the ostrich. Prepare for the next growing season and grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com. Yes, the headlines read, Nebraska farmland values have declined for the first time in 6 years. The statewide average dropped 2% from $4,015 per acre to $3,935,
Now, that's as of February 1st, 2025, and the data comes to us from the 2025 Nebraska Farm Real Estate Market Survey. Analysts have noted that a combination of lower crop prices, higher interest rates, and elevated input costs have pressured farm producers' margins. Looking more deeply into the numbers, dryland cropland without irrigation fell 2% to an average of just under $4,500 per acre, while dryland with irrigation potential declined 3%. Center pivot irrigated cropland was down 4%, falling to $8,730, and gravity irrigated land dropped 5% to $7,745. In contrast, grazing and hayland values continued to tick upward. Tillable grazing land gained 1%, coming in at $1,815 per acre, whereas non-tillable grazing land climbed 5%, and hay-specific farm ground rose 3% in value. Higher calf prices and a strong livestock market have helped buoy those cattle-dependent land classes. Across the upper Midwest, recent reports together show farmland values were broadly stable in early 2025. In the Federal Reserve's 7th District, which covers Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Wisconsin, values rose about 1% here in the first quarter of 2025, with good farmland climbing 4%. At the same time, annual cash rents for the region did drop roughly 2%. Farm Credit Services of America reported Iowa farmland values fell 0.1% in the first half of this year, whereas they show Nebraska farmland dropping 0.9%. However, both remain close to record high farmland values. Meanwhile, farther north, Minnesota values declined around 4%, North Dakota land has held steady, and Wisconsin values rose about 3% over the same period. I'll have more when we come back.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Well, it's no surprise that across the country, cropland values are being drawn down by declining crop returns, rising input and financing costs, and tighter margins. However, those strong livestock markets are keeping grazing and hayland resilient. And while regional trends do vary, the fundamentals remain intact. Many operators are choosing to hold land rather than sell. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help and couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231-2000.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny and getting warm and muggy today. High temperatures tapping the upper 80s and really with the heat index feeling more like the mid-90s. Then tonight, overnight showers and thunderstorms roll through, continuing through our morning. We'll stay mostly cloudy tomorrow with highs feeling more like 105 degrees. Need a getaway? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Driving down the interstate, running 30 minutes late, singing Margaritaville and minding my own. Foreign car driving dude with a road rage attitude pulled up beside me talking on his cell phone. He started yelling at me like I did something wrong. He flipped me the bird and then he was gone. Some beach somewhere, there's a big umbrella casting shade over an empty chair. Palm trees are growing and warm breezes blowing. I picture myself right there on some beach somewhere. I circled the parking lot trying to find a spot just big enough I could park my old truck. A man with a big cigar was getting into his car. I stopped and I waited for him to back up. But from out of nowhere a Mercedes-Benz came cruising up and whipped right in. Some beach somewhere, there's nowhere to go and you got all day to get there. There's cold margaritas and hot senoritas smiling with long dark hair on some beach somewhere. I sat in that waiting room, it seemed like all afternoon. The nurse finally said, "Doc's ready for you. You're not gonna feel a thing. We'll give you some Novocaine. That tooth will be fine in a minute or two." Then he stuck that needle down deep in my gum, and he started drilling before I was numb. Some beach somewhere, there's a beautiful sunset burning up the atmosphere. There's music and dancing and lovers romancing the salty evening air on some beach somewhere. Baby just called me on the phone. From the sound of her voice, I simply have no choice. I left something turned on at home. Well, I just put a quarter in the jukebox, and it ain't halfway through my favorite song. If I don't leave right now, my whole place might burn down. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. It ain't the stove, it ain't the heater. She's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been there alone. Right now, her arms are open. The house is a problem. I left something turned on at home. Hey waitress, could you cancel that order? But if it's too late, I'll take it to go. Boys, I gotta run for somebody calls 911. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. It ain't the stove, it ain't the heater. She's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been there alone. Right now, her arms are open. The house is a problem. I left something turned on at home. Right now her arms are open. The house is a problem smoking. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. Yeah, I left something turned on at home.
latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It's just an old beat-up truck. Some say that I should trade up now that I got some jangle in my pocket. But what they don't understand is it's the miles that make a man. I wouldn't trade that thing in for a rocket. What they don't know is my dad and me, we drove her out to Tennessee. She's still here, now he's gone. So I hold on. It's just an old beat-up box. It's rusty strings across the top. It probably don't look like much to you, but these dents and scratches in the wood, yeah, that's what makes it sound so good. To me, it's better than brand new. You see this here flat-top guitar's had my back in a million bars, singing every country song. So I hold on to the things I believe in. I'd be nothing. So if you ever worry about me walking out, yeah, let me tell you something. I hold on. I hold on. Can you hear me, baby? I hold on. Yeah.
Oh,
Event you'd like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
Goodbye, turned around, and you were gone, gone.
It's Friday night, baby, get ready, set, go. Gonna take you to the Crystal and a picture show. Well, the sky's the limit, there's no price too high. Baby, you're the apple of my eye. Got my paycheck in my pocket and some gas in the tank. Honey, your love's better than money in the bank. I wish I had a bass boat and a Z-28. But I guess that stuff will have to wait. Cause I'm saving on a washer and a wedding ring. I want this love to be a lasting thing. Right at the top, if that's where you rank. Honey, your love's better than money in the bank. Crazy dream. I met a man who invented a money machine. He said, I know things are tight and times are tough, but he'd give me the machine if I give you up. I just looked him in the eye and I said, no thanks. Honey, your love's better than money in the bank. Honey, your love's better than money in the bank.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Inflatable pool full of dad's hot air. Well, I was 3 years old, splashing everywhere. And so began my love affair with water. On the riverbank with all my friends, a big old rope tied to big old wuss, if you don't jump in the water. Yeah, when that summer sun starts to beat down, you don't know what to do. Grab your swimming trunks, ice up that old igloo, and drive until on a beach on spring break. 18 girls up on stage, white t-shirts about to be sprayed with water. We'll be right back.
stay right there when the daylight's gone. Play truth or dare, and it won't take long for you and her. I got nothing on but water. All you really need this time of year is a pair of shades, an ice cold beer, and a place to sit somewhere.